You're listening to episode 7 of Sustainable Photography, and today we're going to talk about profit. You're listening to Sustainable Photography, where you get support and education to build your profitable business in a way that supports your way of living. I'm Ingvild Kolnes, and after 11 years as a photographer, I want to share what I've learned with you. So if you're looking for confidence, inspiration, and to-the-point tips, keep listening. For full transparency, I also want you to know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I might mention some of those in this episode. Sustainability is all about profit, but profit doesn't necessarily mean more sales or higher prices. Being profitable is a key part of having a sustainable business, and if I say that you need to increase your profit, you probably think about how you can sell more and if you should increase your prices. Both are definitely a part of having a profitable business, but I want to talk about a couple of other things for now. I want to talk about how you can pay yourself first and reduce your expenses. Without profit and without paying yourself, you don't really have a business. For my first few years, actually, I didn't pay myself and I spent more than I made. And I'm sure you've heard from a lot of people that that's just how it has to be. I recently read a book called Profit First, and Mike Michalowicz, who wrote it, he wouldn't agree. He says that you should be profitable right away, and he even made a system for it. I've kind of made my own version of that system to be a part of. I made my own version of that system to fit into my business, and I made it as part of my photography mentoring program. And with the system, I know exactly how much I'm going to get paid every month, and I've made paying myself my main priority. I set aside money for taxes and I focus on spending less. I'll tell you just really quickly about the system because it consists of a few different bank accounts, like my main bank account where the money comes in. I have a salary account, a bonus account, expense account, tax account, all that stuff. I also have set days where I review how much money has come in and I divide that money into the different accounts. So since I'm using different accounts, it makes it so much easier to know how much I actually have to spend in my expense account. It makes it so much easier to know what my income actually is. And by using this system, it makes it clear how much I'm going to get paid right at the top of my head when I actually book a job. Each shoot that I do pays me a certain amount, and from that amount, I get paid a certain percentage. That way, it's so much easier to know right at the top of my head how much I'm actually getting paid for a job. So, for example, if you get paid $5,000 for a wedding, that might end up as a $2,000 payment, like a salary. So, it's a lot easier to not accidentally trick myself into saying yes to something and then ending up with less money than I think, which I know is often the case. A huge part of it is also having a set percentage for your expenses. And that can easily feel like the trickiest part, the most difficult part, because you don't actually know what your expenses will be a lot of the time. You have a lot of things to pay for and you don't want to risk not affording paying your bills, of course. But the genius of this system is that when you have less, you spend less. If you know you only have like $100 left of the month, you'll buy cheaper food, you'll cancel your streaming services, you'll stop buying houseplants and maybe a bit less snacks as well, and you make it work. This same principle goes for your business expenses, and I bet you're paying for some things that you don't really need. I'm sure that when things are going well, like a couple of big payments into your account, you'll splurge on some new equipment like a new lens or a printer, and you'll pay some bills off, and suddenly all that money is gone. But the thing is, new equipment rarely makes you more money. There's also a lot of services out there that you actually don't need to pay for. There's usually free options that work just as well, at least before you've gotten to the point where you make enough money. So you have to consider what you can actually afford and what benefits you before deciding to go all in and buy the best out there. For the first few years, I used a free tool to sign all my contracts. I used a free service to store and deliver all my images, and I had the smallest Adobe package. This is just a quick interruption to say that this episode is brought to you by the Sustainable Photography Program. So let's just get you to a place where you can make more money so that you can enjoy life more. A place where you're attracting the right clients that will give you your creativity back. And while we're at it, let's make sure you spend less time working in front of your computer. Instead, let's build your confidence and your mindset to a place where you can reach your dreams. If this sounds like something you want to do, go over to ingvildkolnes.com/sustainable to learn more. There are so many solutions out there, and you don't need the most fancy solutions to be a pro. My 85 lens broke a few years ago, and I only bought a new one last year, and I made do without it for years. Actually, I think that if I had read Profit First earlier, I probably wouldn't have replaced it, even though it is my favorite. More stuff usually isn't better, and by paying for more stuff, it won't get you any more clients, it won't get you any more money, and you have to think about what you actually need instead of just buying stuff. You know your client best, and you know your business best, but just think about it. Do you really need fancy business cards, cute packaging, 50 different client dresses, and a bunch of subscription software, as well as top-of-the-line equipment? I bet you'll find that you can make do without a lot of this stuff. Oftentimes, the next best or the next best, or sometimes even old and well-used, is more than good enough. Just keep in mind, what you budget for is what you're going to spend. Okay, so the point of all this is you can get by with a lot less than what you think. So even if you're not selling as much as you want, you can still be profitable. Actually, the sooner you get into the habit of paying yourself, the better. And you can start small. My goal is 50%. 50% of everything I get paid is for me. So if you're not sure what you can do in your business, just set a smaller goal and work your way up. When I became aware of the fact that I wasn't actually paying myself and just settling with whatever was left, I started with 1%. That's what I was paying myself. I was setting aside 1% for me. And even if that's where you start as well, that's a great start. And if you're right now are thinking 1%, that's nothing, then it shouldn't really be a problem for you to run your business just as well as you do today without that 1%. So why not just do it? It's setting yourself up for a great start. It's creating a great habit, and at the end of the year, you might have enough money to visit a fancy restaurant, to take a trip abroad, to actually have 1 month worth of salary. You never know. Setting habits and starting small is so underrated. I also want to mention some benefits of this system. The first one is that you cut your expenses, which means that there will be more for you. You get more inventive, and you can compete with other photographers when it comes to pricing. Even though I don't think that should be the only factor you compete on, but the goal is more money for you and not just more money coming in. The second benefit is that you can create a system where you know how much you're going to get paid. Not to mention the fact that you will get paid, even if it's not that much at first. The third benefit is that as you work on cutting expenses, you can slowly increase those percentages and gradually work your way up to a decent monthly salary. I bet you can get by on a lot less than what you think. And I want you to remember that the key is to make money in your business, not to spend. It is a business and it is your livelihood. A lot of small expenses can quickly pile up. Just as a little bit of savings, a little bit of money for you, every single time you make money, can also quickly pile up. If you want to know more about this strategy, then I recommend that you read the book Profit First. You can also sign up for the waitlist on my program if you want access to the very simplified photographer version that I use myself, including spreadsheets and all. I also recommend that you go back and check out episode 2 with Jillian Todd, where we talk about money confidence. Thanks for listening to Sustainable Photography. Head over to Instagram at ingvildkolnes to tell me what you want future episodes to be all about. Check out the show notes over at ingvildkolnes.com/podcast. You can learn more about the Sustainable Photography Program and sign up for the waitlist there. To get more of this content, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support makes all the difference. Talk soon.